Neil said yesterday that he doesn't have any more tears left. And I agreed with him, but I think there's still a few more in there, so you'll have to excuse me. Neil and Gaylene asked me to read two different things. One was, there's been a lot of cards and flowers arriving at the Bienert's house, and one of the cards from an unlikely source, someone that doesn't necessarily know Gaylene that well, was my sister. And she wrote a card, and there was a note inside that Gaylene asked me to read. Just one sec. Just a few more tears, Neil. It reads, "Just as I was finishing off this card this morning, I was watching the morning news here in Vancouver, and they finally identified the names of the victims of the crash. I sat up to take note of the story. I was so pleased to hear that the broadcaster stated, quote, 'The owner of the float plane company says that Matthew Bienert was one of the best young pilots he had ever seen.' My sister continues to write, 'How amazing is it that in our world of sensationalized news stories that something so touching and respectful was quoted on the news channel for all to hear. That is part of the legacy that Matthew leaves behind. A young man so noteworthy that even a hard-edged news story had to stop to pay tribute to his professionalism.'" Secondly, Neil handed me this morning and asked me to read it. "Matthew was the son to me that most parents hope and pray for. He was friendly, cooperative, kind, polite, patient, and understanding. He was academically inclined and excelled in sports. But most importantly, he was a Christian and in tune with the Lord. Lori, Mom, Tasha, and Alan all miss and love you so much. You have touched the lives of all family members, relatives, and friends. Matthew, I miss you dearly. I know you'll be waiting at the pearly gates when God calls me home." Just a second. I'm going to do a better Neil imitation. He writes, I'm going to do that line again. "I know, Matthew, you'll be waiting at the pearly gates when God calls me home. Wow, what a reunion that will be. I'm continuously thinking of you, what great memories you have left for me. Thanks, love, Dad." Lori, I'm honored to be up here speaking about your husband, my brother-in-law. Lori and I have a unique bond. We both married into the Bienerts. We talked about that a little bit on the way here. New marriages, of course, are always an adjustment. And when we got together with Matthew and Lori, there was always lots of laughs, and mostly laughs at ourselves. Tasha's going to elaborate on that a little further, I think. Meeting the family was interesting about 4 years ago. It's already intimidating enough just meeting your girlfriend's parents. But then I had to meet the brothers. I remember meeting Jonathan first, and Johnny, with all due respect, it's hard to feel too threatened. Loved Johnny right away. I thought, this guy's just fine. And then I met Matthew, and Matthew was home for the summer, and he was landscaping, and he'd been working out a lot, and he was big. He was really big. And I saw him over by the phone sitting there, and I had to walk up to him, and he sort of looked at me, and as I got a little closer, he kind of puffed up a bit like one of those fish, you know? Kind of puffed up, and he looked at me, and I thought, oh, man, this guy could kick my butt if things go sideways. And then I cracked some stupid joke, and I walked right up to him and shook his hand and thought, I better just deal with this. And I shook his hand, and he did that smile that's right there. He gave me that great big smile, and I thought, this guy's got a way to just put you at ease, you know? And I think all of us know that, and when you read his website, it's just on and on about his smile and his comforting smile. And immediately I was put at ease, and that was four going on 5 years ago, and I felt that way ever since with Matthew. There's a quote that says, "The smile is the light in your window that tells others that there's a caring, sharing person inside." I thought that was so typical for Matthew. Once again, back on his website, you've got to look at all the pictures that Johnny worked so hard to put on there. It's really worth scrolling through some of them. I think out of the hundreds that are on there, there's three where Matthew's not smiling, and one of them is he's fishing, and that's self-explanatory, right? It's all business when you're fishing. The second one is there's one of Matthew and Jonathan in little Halloween costumes, and Matt's in a ghost outfit. And you can't tell in the picture whether he's trying to be all serious and scary like a ghost or whether he's just all wigged out because his brother's standing next to him doing a Michael Jackson in a cat outfit. You got to see the photo. In the last photo of Matthew not smiling, he's got these big red glasses on. He's trying to look really cool, and the picture's taken at Christmas. And once again, it's hard to tell whether he's just trying to be cool or he's uncomfortable because there's a young Bill Gates sitting next to him. You got to see the photo. Where Matt is now, I envision his smile. I got to think where he is. There's probably great fishing, Pastor Ray. There's probably a big barrel full of trout sitting next to him that he's been yanking out of there one by one. They say a man's memory is measured by the smiles he puts on the faces of the ones he's left behind. I think Matt measured up pretty good.